To the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'm going to share with you, we've mentioned these over the previous months, even one of these beginning a few years ago, but I'm going to mention a tool to use Google against Google. I know there are other options, right? Other search engines, DuckDuckGo and so on, but using Google against Google has a satisfaction all its own. It's really awesome. So we have produced a custom search engine. We, here at Bob and Yurt Live, people have been using it since we announced it, and they have no end of praise and satisfaction for this search tool, but it's not the only search tool we have. We also have searched the top 10 anti-global warming websites simultaneously. With one search, you want to find out about polar bears or seals or Arctic ice or whatever, sea level rising, you want to get the best articles from the best websites. If you just Google that topic, Google is going to give you all the fake news and all the garbage that you'll have to sift through, and you might have to go to page 7 or 8 of their news results before you start to find what you're interested in. So other non-Google search engines, you have the same kind of problem, right? Just because you're using a search engine that has a different economic model to it, business model, doesn't mean that they're going to be able to sift through the tens of thousands of websites and find the information that you're looking for. Well, we've done that by using Google against Google. It's like Sun Tzu in The Art of War. From thousands of years ago, this military strategist who points out if you could use the enemy's resources against the enemy, like if you can get 10 bushels of wheat from your own supply chain, what is that worth to you? It's worth 10 bushels of wheat. But if you could take 10 bushels of wheat from your enemy's supply chain, that's worth 100 bushels of wheat. So classic Sun Tzu in The Art of War. Well, using Google against Google is so very satisfying. Now, right at this very minute, there's a news story. I think this would be easy to find anyway, but Facebook censors news in Australia. Typing that in here. And top article, Breitbart. Breitbart.com. And so Breitbart is one of the 20 conservative news outlets. Here's something from Rebel News that's up in Canada, the most conservative news outlet in Canada. And so you're going to find information you're interested in, but not spun from the Washington Post or New York Times perspective, not a CNN or MSNBC. And you're not going to have to go through page after page after page of results. The first top 10 results, if you're on your computer, second page, next top 10. Get to results number 62 before you find results from an outlet that you trust their perspective on. When you are looking for something and when time is important and you need to find that tidbit of information or news on a story that the mainstream media is blacked out, that's when you want to use Google against Google. So here's what we're doing. And in fact, we use this to prepare for this very show. We're going to air some Joe Biden audio clips for you in a moment to see if he's changed in his racist views from back 2007 to just before the election to 2 days ago. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt and see if he's gotten his act together on something as insignificant as racism, right? To the left, to the Democrats, racism is not all that important. Oh, it's like their major issue. So let's see if their number one guy has cleaned up his act and if he has fewer racist instincts than he did throughout his entire career. In fact, why don't we play the one from 2 days ago right now? His supporters say he was talking about senior citizens. That's totally a lie. Listen to this.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
That's the racism of low expectations. It's ingrained in the Democrats. But that's a preview of what we'll get to in the bonus segment after the end of the broadcast, which you'll find on our website at kgov.com. So we'll get to that audio that was so easy to pick up using our search-only conservative news sites, using Google against Google. So previously, that is until today, we had these actually four separate custom search engines available, but they were on our About page. And it's, you know, that's a bit difficult for people to remember how to find these custom search engines. And we'd get emails from people and folks that we know from church. They'd call up, how do I find your global warming search engine? I need that. How do I find your multi-creation site search? We're moving all four of these. We'll keep them on our About page, but we're moving them to kgov.com/search. We're hoping that'll be way easier for people to remember, kgov.com/search. Since we launched our multi-creation site search, and it searches all the major creation ministry websites, we have had about 1,000 searches a year. And what we're thinking now, looking at the data, is this year it's going to multiply to 2,000 or 3,000 searches this year. And hopefully by 2025, it'll be up to 10, 20, 30,000 searches a year, enabling, empowering that many people to be more effective when they're looking for answers for themselves and for the people they care about that they're trying to share with them the cutting edge science. Like this Friday, Fred Williams and I, a show on Carbon 14. Carbon 14 is the creationist's best friend. It is going to be such a fun program. This might be, Fred and I have been talking it through, this might end up being maybe the best Carbon 14 program ever produced. So very fun. I'm going to go through each of these now and share with you the idea behind each of these custom Google-powered multi-website searches. But first, the telethon. Guys, we have this matching offer of $750. The $1,000 offer from Puerto Rico, that was matched by a listener in Littleton, Colorado. So thank you guys so much for that. So we're now at $15,400, and we have a $750 matching offer, which if that gets matched, that'll be $1,500. That'll put us up to $17,000, and we really hope that we can be at $20,000 by the end of this week. It's so vitally important to build some momentum and to encourage other people to give. And this has happened for so many years. We've been on the air for 30 years. And when we've had a telethon, and we've probably had in 30 years, we've probably had about 20 telethons. And almost always we've met the goal. And almost always, it's in the last day or two. So it keeps us all on pins and needles, keeps us doing our due diligence. So thank you all who've given and those who are considering. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, or the website kgov.com. Just click on the store or the telethon banner right atop the website. And thank you so much. Now, listeners have told us that these custom multi-site search tools are a godsend. They're astoundingly effective, and they're great time savers. So, for example, Friday night, we had a speaker at our local creation group, Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. This group launched 20 years ago, and it was an honor. The first meeting was in our home. Cheryl said, sure, why not? And we decided the name of the group, how often it would meet, what its function would be. We'd bring in speakers once a month. So Friday night, we have the director of meteorology to talk about global warming and the man-made climate hoax, climate crisis hoax. We had from the U.S. Air Force Academy, their director of meteorology. Now this guy, PhD, he's got all the right credentials. He is a brilliant scientist, and he's a young earth creationist. And his presentation, he starts off saying that global warming is one of the most important issues of our day because it is relentlessly foisted on the minds of hundreds of millions of billions of people, with children starting from when they're young. And the primary goals of global warming is to teach people that there is no God and that we should all be socialist or communist. It's the home of leftism in America. The radical environmental movement has become mainstream throughout the culture. And so it was one of the top 10 talks of the whole history, 20 years of scientists speaking at Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. So when it was over, I got some personal time talking with Dr. Paul Homan, and what a great conversation. So I bring up a scientist who's a PhD in aeronautics, and he says, oh, I know that guy. And that reminded him of Dr. Walt Brown and the global flood and the hydroplate theory. And so Dr. Homan says, oh, I love Walt Brown's work. So here this guy, just a random creation scientist out there in the world, and he's a huge fan of Dr. Walt Brown, which was just awesome. So we're talking, me, Fred Williams, and Paul Homan. Fred helped to set up the presentation. And we mentioned to him, by the way, you know, we have a custom global warming climate change search tool. It's Google-based. It uses Google against Google, and it searches all of the top anti-global warming websites. And you can tell he's interested, but he's like, okay, what would those be? I said, well, CFACT.org, that's Climate Fact. What's up with that? Anthony Watts. Climate Depot, GlobalWarming.org, ClimateAuto.org, Forbes, but only the Forbes global warming section of their website, Heartland.org, CornwallAlliance.org, DrRoySpencer.com, InconvenientFacts.xyz. So what more can you ask for? And his eyes, he's so excited. He's like, please send me that. So if you were to Google, you know, let's say the hockey stick graph. Now that's old news, but it's the gift that keeps on giving, right, for conservatives. So here we have, wow, over 100 results from these sites, and you know that they're all directly related to the evidence that the hockey stick data that they used to, that was used by the United Nations to claim to the world that there was a climate crisis, that the hockey stick data was a fraud. For example, the mini ice age in Europe, in the Middle Ages, it doesn't appear. That's the stick of the hockey stick. It's just missing. So here's an article at What's Up With That. 20 years later, the hockey stick graph still in dispute. And in fact, there's been a big lawsuit. The alleged scientist behind that, Michael Mann up in Canada, and he sued. In fact, Dr. Tim Ball and Mark Stein, who fills in often for Rush Limbaugh. I wonder who the Rush estate will get to be Rush's permanent replacement. I guess Mark Stein must be in the running. But I think it was Mark Stein years ago said that because Michael Mann fabricated the data behind the infamous hockey stick graph, he said he's from Penn State, but really he should be in the state pen, right? And so that leads to a lawsuit that's gone on for many, many years. And you could find out all that kind of information so quickly with this custom news search. And this is our global warming climate crisis custom news search that is powered by Google, using Google against Google. All right. Then we have the same thing for a creation evolution search. In fact, you see the icons for each of these. The global warming one has GW, global warming, CC, climate crisis, and the Real Science Radio logo. And you search the top anti-global warming websites all simultaneously. Now, the same thing is true of the custom creation search. It is so powerful. When you look at the ministries that it searches simultaneously. So Creation Ministries International, I think they have something like 14,000 webpages or 14,000 articles on science topics and Bible topics focusing on Genesis and creation, the creation evolution debate, the Big Bang, and so on. So that's one of the top creation ministries, CMI, out of Australia. And they have their U.S. office in Atlanta. They have offices all over the world. Then you have Answers in Genesis, a U.S.-based ministry. They have their Creation Museum, the full-size Noah's Ark. It's an astounding outreach. And their website is massive. And then you have the Institute for Creation Research, founded by Dr. Henry Morris. And the new president now, with the death of Henry Morris's son, is Randy Galuza, a friend of Real Science Radio, and we wish Randy and ICR the absolute best. And so ICR's website, one of their science writers alone, PhD paleobiochemist, Dr. Brian Thomas, good friend of Real Science Radio's, he has probably written 1,000 articles in his many years at ICR. And he's got his PhD from the University of Liverpool over in England, you know, where the Beatles Museum is over there. And so ICR's resources, these are all combined at the tip of your fingers. And then it also searches Dr. Walt Brown's Center for Scientific Creation and CRS, the Creation Research Society. And then, of course, our very own Real Science Radio and those resources. So people have told me, and this has been out there for some time, and it takes a while for people to change their search behavior, right? And we're glad we're at 1,000 searches a year and going to, we think this year, 2,000 to 3,000 searches in 1 year. But with the high-tech lynching of conservatives, that might really give these tools a boost. With Google doing what it can to cancel outlets, cancel news outlets, and we bring those news outlets right back. Now, you could go to these half a dozen creation sources and you could search, let's say it's for Neanderthal DNA. You want to know about the Neanderthal and modern human genomes. Well, Neanderthal are people, right? We have their complete genome. And you'll learn that there's more DNA difference between a chimp and a chimp than there is between you and Neanderthal. You get that? Between a chimp and a chimp. Now, there are two species of chimps, but I'm talking about two chimps within the same species. Get the DNA differences between two chimps alive today, and that is a greater difference than the difference between you and a Neanderthal. And the two chimps, they're the same species. And so are you and Neanderthal. We all have about, what, 3% of Neanderthal DNA in us? And it's not all the same. It's all mixed up. It's really amazing from all over the world. So you could go separately to these half a dozen creation websites and repeat your search each time. And say you start with maybe Answers in Genesis, and then you go to ICR, and then Real Science Radio, and then CMI. But it turns out that the CMI article was the most recent and the most informational and the most popular. And you don't run into that article after it takes you an hour and a half of sifting through the other stuff before you even find out it exists. Well, with our Google creation tool, this multiple creation site search, you're going to find all these top articles from a creationist perspective within 2 seconds. They're right there. And if you're worried you're only going to get one-sided information, that's what you get when you use Google. When you use Google, you only get one-sided information. When you read creation articles, you get both sides. You get the links to the secular science and their claims. So you want both sides, you use these websites because these websites are presenting the mainstream cultural arguments and they are countering those arguments. So actually, when you use these, you're getting both sides. Now, I still go to Google generally, but when it's especially important that I find specific information and the time is especially valuable, then I use one of KGov's custom Google search tools. And so again, these are at kgov.com/search. Now I'd like to tell you about the one I mentioned at first, and it's using Google against Google. They all do that. But this is the conservative news search tool. So the icon for it, you'll see it if you go to today's show page. We'll post it right on the homepage of kgov.com today. But after that, you'll have to go to kgov.com/search. But the icon for it, it shows a magnifying glass, which is standard. And it says, search only conservative news sites using Google against Google. So I'm going to share with you which sites it searches simultaneously. And you'll see sometimes people search the news because something about climate crisis is in the headlines. So instead of having the top 10 climate websites, we just pick the best. And so in our 20 news sites that our tool searches, only one of the anti-global warming news sites is listed in these 20. But let's say you wanted to look up a particular report on 2020 election fraud, something in particular, and Google doesn't want to show it to you. And you search, use everything you could think of to search. You put in the exact title of the article and you can't find it on Google. But Google has a back door. And the back door is one that we have exploited here at Bob and Yurt Live for many, many, many years. And it's this. Google will enable you to do an exhaustive search of a single website. So everything on that website, it's like using the website's own search bar, only typically it's way better, way more powerful, because it's using Google's search engine on that website. So let's say Google has shadow banned the Daily Wire, right? The Daily Wire headlines are LifeSite News. LifeSite News headlines, we interviewed their vice president this past week, Guabe Garcia Jones. Their headlines are not coming up in the Google search engines. They blackballed them. They shadow banned them. If you use Google's backdoor and you search only townhall.com, or you search only lifesitenews.com, for whatever you search for, bam, it's right there. You find it immediately. So that's like using Google against Google. Now, maybe someday they'll shut down that function, but that's been working for many years. And so what we do is we take that function where you can search only, say, Breitbart.news or thedailycaller.com, right? You're going to search just that website, and you'll find everything you're looking for if it's on that website. So what we've done, using a little bit of programming magic, is we've done that for 20 sites using Google's backdoor into 20 different conservative news sites, all with one click of the mouse, all with one search. You're searching them all, so we get around Google shadow banning them or blackballing them. We get around it. So here are the conservative news sites. And we asked our listeners up in Canada when we built this, we said, of the conservative news outlets in Canada, which is the best, most reliable, largest, most influential? And they said, well, of the many, many, many conservative news outlets up here, they were joking. They said, actually, of the very few, the best is Rebel News. So we looked into it. We vetted it. Okay, Rebel News. We're not saying that everything is from a biblical Christian worldview. We're just saying it's conservative news. This is the conservative news search tool. Just like our anti-global warming search tool is anti-global warming news and science. Just like our Young Earth Creation search tool presents resources from a Young Earth Creation perspective. So our search-only conservative news sites, it pulls the headlines and the information from Rebel News and then OAN. You know that they're newly on the scene in the last decade or so. One America News Network. They've just sued MSNBC for saying that One America News is paid Russian propaganda. So the MSNBC just says that. And so OAN sues them for something like $1 billion. So it'll be interesting to see if their lesbian has the evidence that this American business is funded by Russian propaganda. It'll be interesting to see what connection could they show to the Politburo, the Russian government, the KGB. And then our search engine also searches thescoop.us. Some of these you may not have heard of, but they're very helpful in finding conservative news. Hannity.com, DailyCaller.com, TheRightScoop.com, WhatsUpWithThat.com. That's one of the 10 anti-global warming websites. That's the only one we include in here. Twitchy.com. And then we include one conservative science news outlet, and that's Creation.com, DailyWire.com, IJR.com. Somebody in the studio audience here, you never heard of IJR.com? That's about 10 years old. Independent Journal Review. Yeah, that's a pretty good source for conservative news. And then justthenews.com, that is John Solomon's outlet. KGov.com, I never heard of that one, KGOV.com. LifeSiteNews.com, that's the one anti-abortion site, anti-euthanasia. Newsmax.com, TownHall.com, WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com. PJMedia.com, actually just their Instapundit section of their website. The Wall Street Journal, but not the whole journal, just their opinion pages, right? Because the Wall Street Journal is leftist liberal, but its opinion pages are still somewhat conservative, and that's been so for decades now. And Breitbart.com and TheBlaze.com. So that's why the KGov multi-site conservative search tool enables you to do. So you search for one topic. Let's say it's the latest on gun control. And there it is, right at your fingertips. All right, the bonus segment coming right up. If you go to the website, kgov.com, and we'll play the Biden audio from 2007 before the election and 2 days ago. Analyze that and a bit more. This is Bob Enyart, our website, KGov, KGOV.com. Continuing now with our bonus segment for our telethon month, we're going to air the three clips of Joe Biden and psychoanalyze him as though that's necessary, but we'll see what insights we can glean. But first, let me thank Doug M. from California. We got Jeremy G. from Commerce City, Colorado, and Leon G. from Arvada, Colorado. And again, we have a $750 matching offer. It was $500, and a James E. from Hudson, Colorado, called in, talked to Connie, our office manager, and he upped it. During the call, he upped it to $750. That was pretty wonderful. Thank you, James. So if you could consider matching that, or helping out in any way. And if you make a monthly donation, an automatic monthly donation, then we take that monthly amount, whatever it is, say it's $50, and we multiply it by 10 toward the telethon goal of $50,000, because we know that people, when they make a monthly, they give for a year, sometimes more, sometimes indefinitely. And that's the main way we're able to project and meet our monthly budget, is by all the subscriptions and the monthly donations. So thank you to everyone who's given whatever you've given. It's a great blessing and it's humbling. Okay, so first we go back to Joe Biden when he basically says that black people are dirty and they don't know how to talk. That's basically what he said in 2007. And this is after a third of a century in the U.S. Senate. Let's hear it.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy.
He's talking about Barack Obama, articulate, in other words, he knows how to speak, and clean. I mean, how could a human being say these words, and he's the leader of the Democratic Party, ostensibly? And the purpose of this, of course, is not to say, oh, look, Joe Biden's evil. It's to show that the entire Democratic Party, they're all hypocrites when they say race is important to them. They're absolute liars. In fact, many Democratic leaders, from my perspective, when I look at their policies and the way they carry themselves, they come across to me as racist. They come across to me as though they have a very low opinion of blacks and Hispanics. Very low opinion. And not of Jews and not of Asians. No. Jews, they tend to hate. They tend to hate Jews, but not that they have a low opinion of their abilities. But the left, liberals, the Democrats, they have this racism of low expectations and a low opinion of blacks. And so there we have the former vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, saying that blacks are dirty and inarticulate. That's what he said. When he said, here we have Barack Obama, the first African American who's articulate and clean. I mean, he's a lunatic. Aside from everything else, Creepy Joe is a lunatic aside from everything else. So now let's go. That was a long time ago, right? That's 14 years ago. Now let's go to just before the election.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but
purple
think how we
kids,
think about it.
Green kids, we alien
think, no,
kids.
We're dumb it down.
So
they
he realized he made a mistake, right? He did realize, but it still came out. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. So in his mind, Joe Biden has been a racist his whole life, and certainly his entire political career, and it just slips out. When you are someone, it tends to slip out, and Joe Biden is a racist. He has a terribly low opinion of black people. And so now that was 14 years ago, which you could begin there after a whole career of racism. But then just before the election, and now let's go to just 2 days ago, this week. Let's hear him.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
So blacks and Hispanics don't know how to get online. They don't know how to register. How's that? You know, they don't really know what cell phones are. And they don't know how to search with their cell phone. They hardly know how to text. That's Joe Biden's opinion of blacks in America. And he's a hero to Kamala Harris? So the entire shtick that the Democrats care about the well-being of blacks, that is a complete lie on its face. Black Lives Matter is a racist organization. mostly against blacks. Black Lives Matter hates blacks. Antifa hates blacks. And in the way that feminists worship men, right? Feminists worship men by telling young girls that you're not worth anything unless you can be like a man. Black Lives Matter hates blacks. And remember the seed of racism, right? What is necessary for racism to exist? Well, all you need is a second race. That's it. And we use the term race loosely. But if you have blacks and whites and Asians and so on, one group will hate another group. You only need the second group to appear or to exist, the Tutsis versus the Hutus. With car racing, they ask, when was the first car race? And the answer is, when they made the second car. That's when the first car race was. And because of sin and our tendency to sin as human beings, even as Christians, we have not been delivered from our flesh. We are delivered from our flesh when we go to be with the Lord. Won't that be wonderful? Something tremendous to look forward to after a potentially scary thing of our own death, right? But then you go to be with the Lord and you'll be delivered from your flesh. Your flesh will fall off of you and you will not have this tendency to sin. But because of our flesh, because of the tendency to sin, as soon as you have a second group, a distinction between two groups, it doesn't matter if it's a rival hockey team. It just doesn't matter. The two groups will hate one another. Just like in America, the leftists hate the liberals, and the trannies hate the lesbians, and the greenies hate the Democrats, and Antifa hates the Democrats. You just need a distinction, and then the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and so they will hold their noses and form a coalition to defeat one particular opposing group, but then give it enough time, and that coalition will fall apart because they really hate one another. And like C.S. Lewis painted hell in his book, The Great Divorce, where hell, people could have any home they want, any mansion they want, and it's a city of seemingly infinite expanse because house after house, mansion after mansion, street after street is vacant because the people who erected those homes and lived in them, they hated their neighbors so much, they abandoned their own home and they moved further away. And pretty soon everybody's so far away, it's like they're all alone. So that was a picture of what it's like to give in to your flesh and to hate God and hate one another. Jesus said the two great commands are to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. But sadly, racism is not only the purview of the left, because for many centuries, you've had Christians, the church, hating the Jews. Much of that is because of bad theology from Martin Luther, and we've written extensively about his hatred of the Jews. And you could find that at kgov.com/Luther. In fact, if somebody forgot about that, they could use one of our custom search tools and just type in Luther or even just anti-Semitism in Luther. And you find Martin Luther putting in writing the most vicious things against the Jews, including that they should not be allowed to use the streets. We should take their homes. Take their gold and silver. We should put them in camps. We should ask God to forgive us for not having killed them. That's all Martin Luther. And no, he wasn't senile. He wrote some of his important work after he wrote those things about the Jews. He wrote two entire books against the Jews, and they're dripping with hatred. And even if he was senile at the time, that would only mean that he couldn't put on a filter, a fake face, and the racism underneath was just seeping out. And I've been at hospice enough to see that when people have hatred in them and they begin to lose their faculties, and one of the first things that goes is their inhibitions, and they become simply vicious against their own family members and vulgar, foul-mouthed, and it's so scary. It's ugly to see. And it's scary, And I realized I first saw this many, many years ago, decades ago, and I thought, Lord God, help me to not have those things in me. So if I get to the point in my life where I'm losing my faculties and I don't have this filter, that these things will not come out of me because they're not in me. Help me to be that kind of person. Like as a talk show host for 30 years, you know how George W. Bush, everybody gets caught with a live mic and they're filthy, foul-mouthed, vulgar. So one way not to be embarrassed on a live mic is never say anything that you would be embarrassed by. That's one way. Just remember that the Lord Jesus is always there with you and don't mock him by being vulgar or by saying evil things. Sure, sometimes we say things that are private, but the live mic embarrassments, they're always when people say things that they just wish nobody had heard because it shows what a jerk they are or how filthy they are. All right, so the last of the four custom search tools that we have created. I shared with you guys the conservative search tool, search only conservative news sites using Google against Google. And then I shared our global warming climate crisis custom search tool. So powerful. Searches the top 10 anti-global warming websites. And then our creation evolution search tool. And again, all these you can find at kgov.com/search. Now, people who've gone to our Real Science Radio page for years now, right at the top, they've seen our multi-creation site search. And so that's familiar to a lot of our listeners. But the last, the fourth of our four custom multi-site Google-powered searches is our Bob and Yurt Live search, but it doesn't only search kgov.com. That's our main BEL website. Well, we have a dozen websites that are so powerful as a community of websites. And these are primarily the websites that I've had the honor of writing, including AmericanRightToLife.org, 360DayYear.com, OpenTheism.org, ProLifeProfiles.com, ShadowGov.com, GeorgeTillerMemorial.com, and of course, KGov.com. That includes Theology Thursday and Real Science Radio. So what a powerful search too that is for people who are looking for BEL-specific resources. For example, why is abortion wrong even for incest? Our website, KGov.com. May God bless you.